to Italy now, where over the last 2 weeks, a showdown has played out. On one side, a young female ship captain who rescues migrants seeking refuge in Europe. On the other, Italy's hard-right anti-immigration interior minister. NPR's Silvia Pagioli says the showdown speaks to deeper tensions between populists and liberals, tensions we've seen playing out across Europe. And Silvia joins me now from Rome. Hey there.
Hi there.
So tell us exactly what has unfolded here. This all began back on June 12th.
That's right. That's when the captain of the NGO ship Sea Watch, 31-year-old Carola Rackete, and her crew rescued 53 migrants off the coast of Libya. They decided to head for the closest safe port, which is the Italian island of Lampedusa. But Italy's populist interior minister, Matteo Salvini, has introduced a controversial security decree that bans NGO migrant ships from entering Italian ports. He claims they essentially are in cahoots with human traffickers. But after 2 weeks on the high seas, the standoff continued.
And just to be clear, Silvia, they were just circling in the waters out there for 2 weeks trying to figure out what to do next?
Exactly.
Huh. Okay, go on. So after 2 weeks, what happens?
Well, she defies the ban, and as she was docking in the port, the ship rammed a small police boat that was blocking her, caused some damage but no injuries. But she was arrested, and she was charged with what prosecutors actually claim was an act of war. Rackete also faces charge of abetting illegal immigration, and the NGO could face a fine of up to $57,000.
What does she say, the captain? Does she say, I needed to dock this ship?
She said, I was respecting international law. And in fact, there are many constitutional experts here in Italy also say that the decree is in violation of Italy's constitution and its treaties on international law, the UN Convention on Asylum, and on the right of anybody to come into a country and ask for asylum.
Now, issues of immigration and migrants, how to handle them, these have been front and center in Italy for years. How are Italians reacting to this case? How do they view the captain, what she was trying to do here?
Well, the reactions are as polarized as the country is, and she's a symbol of the divisions over the government's anti-migrant policies. Many on the center-left treat her as a heroine, while Salvini has called her a pirate and an outlaw. The media has dubbed this the battle of the two captains, Captain Rackete of the Sea Watch and Salvini, who's known to his populist followers as Il Capitano. The two of them could not present more polarizing images. Rackete with her dreadlocks and hippie look, and tough guy Salvini, who's fond of wearing police or fireman's sweatshirts. And we saw these divisions right out on the port of Lampedusa when many people were cheering her on, but a whole other group shouted insults, put her in handcuffs, one man even screaming, I hope those Africans rape you.
What has happened to the migrants who were on the boat?
They have been sheltered, and now several, because Salvini said, I won't accept them unless other countries take them, and several other European countries have agreed to divide them up.
And meanwhile, in general, migrants are continuing to come to Europe in big numbers?
Not really. There's been a huge drop. In the first 6 months of this year, 2,100 compared to about 14,300 the year before. That's an 85% drop.
Yeah.
But humanitarian agencies are warning that migrants are gearing up to leave Libya on these rickety vessels and that the lack of humanitarian ships patrolling the Mediterranean will put their lives at risk. The UNHCR has actually warned of a sea of blood if the rescue ships are not deployed again.
NPR's Silvia Pagioli in Rome. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you.